Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into Malcolm Gladwell's insightful book, Outliers: The Story of Success. Published in 2008, this book takes us on a thought-provoking journey through the hidden patterns and factors that contribute to extraordinary success. Malcolm Gladwell challenges conventional notions of success, suggesting that it's not solely the result of individual talent, hard work, or ambition. Instead, success is often shaped by external circumstances and opportunities that individuals encounter throughout their lives. The book begins with the concept of the 10,000-hour rule, suggesting that it takes roughly 10,000 hours of dedicated practice to achieve mastery in a particular field. Gladwell cites examples such as the Beatles and Bill Gates to illustrate how their early access to opportunities for extensive practice contributed to their eventual success. Gladwell delves into the role of culture and family background in shaping individuals' chances of success. He introduces the idea of cultural legacies, highlighting how cultural norms, values, and traditions can have a profound impact on one's success. The concept of the Matthew effect is also discussed, emphasizing how early advantages can lead to further opportunities and ultimately shape an individual's success trajectory. The book explores the influence of birth date and age on success, suggesting that being born at the right time and place can significantly affect one's opportunities. Gladwell discusses the cutoff date for youth sports leagues and how it can lead to relative age advantages, as well as the importance of educational summer breaks in the development of students. Gladwell examines the importance of personal attributes like grit, determination, and resilience. He discusses the differences in educational systems and their impact on student performance, particularly in math. He also delves into the cultural factors that can shape people's attitudes towards hard work and effort. Throughout Outliers, Gladwell uses a blend of case studies, real-life examples, and statistical analysis to make his arguments. He challenges the notion of the self-made individual and emphasizes the importance of acknowledging the external factors that contribute to success. So, let's break it down, chapter by chapter. Chapter 1, The Matthew Effect. In this chapter, Gladwell introduces the concept of the Matthew Effect, which is based on a verse from the Bible, Matthew 25 verse 29, and suggests that those who have more will receive more while those who have less will receive less. Gladwell illustrates this concept with the story of Canadian ice hockey players, showing how players born in the early months of the year have a significant advantage in their development due to the cutoff date for youth hockey leagues. This chapter sets the stage for the book by highlighting how seemingly small advantages early in life can accumulate and lead to long-term success. Chapter 2, The 10,000-hour Rule. Gladwell introduces the idea that it takes approximately 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to achieve mastery in any field. He uses examples like the Beatles and Bill Gates to illustrate this concept. This chapter emphasizes the importance of hard work and practice in achieving success, debunking the notion of overnight success and innate talent. Chapter 3, The Trouble with Geniuses, Part 1. Gladwell explores the story of Chris Langan, a brilliant man with an extraordinarily high IQ, but whose life has been marked by struggle and missed opportunities. This chapter challenges the belief that high intelligence alone guarantees success and suggests that other factors like practical intelligence, social skills, and opportunity play crucial roles. Chapter 4, The Trouble with Geniuses, Part 2. Gladwell continues to delve into the lives of exceptionally gifted individuals, including the story of Robert Oppenheimer, the physicist behind the atomic bomb. This chapter highlights the idea that success is not solely determined by raw intelligence but also by the ability to navigate social and cultural contexts. Chapter 5, The Three Lessons of Joe Flom. Gladwell tells the story of Joe Flom, a successful lawyer, and examines how cultural background, family history, and timing played significant roles in his success. This chapter emphasizes the importance of cultural legacies and the opportunities provided by one's cultural and familial background. Chapter 6, Harlan, Kentucky. Gladwell explores the concept of culture of honor by examining the violence and behavior patterns in Harlan, Kentucky. This chapter shows how cultural norms and values can influence behavior and responses to perceived insults, affecting outcomes in life. Chapter 7, The Ethnic Theory of Plane Crashes. Gladwell looks at the role of communication and cultural differences in aviation accidents. This chapter underscores the importance of effective communication, especially in high-stakes situations, and how cultural factors can impact it. Chapter 8, Rice Paddies and Math Tests. Gladwell discusses the cultural differences in work ethic and the way math is taught in various countries, highlighting how these factors affect student performance. This chapter illustrates how cultural attitudes toward effort and education can significantly influence academic success. Chapter 9, Marita's Bargain. Gladwell examines the impact of longer school days and years on the academic performance of students, using the example of the KIPP, Knowledge is Power program, school in the Bronx. This chapter underscores the importance of investing time and effort in education and how extended learning opportunities can benefit students from disadvantaged backgrounds. Epilogue, A Jamaican Story. Gladwell tells the story of a successful Jamaican sprinter and explores the cultural factors that contribute to Jamaica's sprinting dominance. The epilogue reinforces the book's central themes of cultural legacies, opportunity, and hard work as key components of success. And before we wrap up, let's remind ourselves of some key takeaways and practical applications from Outliers. 1. Cultivate the 10,000-hour rule. Gladwell suggests that to become an expert in any field, one needs to practice for around 10,000 hours. Therefore, individuals should be prepared to invest significant time and effort into mastering their chosen field. 2. Seize opportunities. Gladwell highlights the importance of being in the right place at the right time and taking advantage of opportunities when they arise. Individuals should stay alert for potential opportunities and be ready to seize them when they come. 3. Understand the role of cultural legacy. Recognizing the influence of cultural legacy on behavior and attitudes can help individuals make more informed decisions and potentially overcome limiting cultural beliefs. 4. Embrace meaningful work. Gladwell suggests that work that is complex, autonomous, and directly linked to effort and reward is most satisfying and likely to lead to success. Individuals should seek out and strive to create such work conditions. 5. Value community. The author emphasizes the importance of community and social structures in individual success. Building strong, supportive networks and communities can contribute to personal and professional success. 6. Acknowledge the role of luck and timing. Recognizing the role of luck and timing in success can help individuals maintain a balanced perspective and stay open to unexpected opportunities. 7. Advocate for more equitable systems. By highlighting how current systems often favor certain individuals, Gladwell suggests the need for more equitable systems that provide opportunities for a wider range of people. This could involve advocating for changes in education, social policies, and workplace practices. Here are a few words to reflect on. Practice isn't the thing you do once you're good. It's the thing you do that makes you good. Success is not a random act. It arises out of a predictable and powerful set of circumstances and opportunities. No one who can rise before dawn 360 days a year fails to make his family rich. The values of the world we inhabit and the people we surround ourselves with have a profound effect on who we are. In fact, researchers have settled on what they believe is the magic number for true expertise, 10,000 hours. Achievement is talent plus preparation. Those three things, autonomy, complexity, and a connection between effort and reward, are, most people agree, the three qualities that work has to have if it is to be satisfying. It is not the brightest who succeed. Nor is success simply the sum of the decisions and efforts we make on our own behalf. It is, rather, a gift. Outliers are those who have been given opportunities, and who have had the strength and presence of mind to seize them. Hard work is a prison sentence only if it does not have meaning. Once it does, it becomes the kind of thing that makes you grab your wife around the waist and dance a jig. And that's a wrap on Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers, The Story of Success. Go ahead. Grab a copy of Outliers and dive deeper into the world of success, opportunity, and the hidden patterns that shape our lives.